You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Florence, Alabama at TNT Fireworks. A few weeks ago, I was at the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids as we were raising money for Smile-A-Mile as well as the National Brain Tumor Society, and I was able to meet Matt Beresford at that event and talk to him about his need for a kidney. There is a page that has been created called Matt's Kidney Transplant Journey, and right now I do have Matt and Dawn Beresford with me as we speak. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Matt.
Thanks, Mark. Pleased to meet you.
It was a pleasure to meet you at the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids and have an opportunity, thanks to Kathy, to be able to have you just share a little bit about yourself and then talk about you coming on the show to try to find that individual, that special person who is willing to donate a kidney.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great to have the conversation and to really understand that there are some incredibly generous people out there that are willing to help people like myself. And as you mentioned during our conversation, that, you know, through your show, you've actually been able to help people in my situation. So it's, you know, very uplifting that happens for people, and just hoping that can happen for me.
And Matt, when it comes to a kidney donor, it really is about reaching the right person. And I don't know how many people we have to reach to get to that individual to say, I want to donate a kidney to Matt. But there is someone out there. And as we keep pressing, we keep pushing forward, we will find that person. And then those days where you feel so bad right now, I think you'll have a greater appreciation for feeling good again, knowing what it's like for a person in your circumstances to go through what you've gone through.
That's exactly it. You know, people ask me every day, how do you feel? And my general answer is, I don't know. you know, okay. You know, it's not a good day, not a bad day. It's an okay day because, you know, the kidney functions in so many different ways. People think it's a filter, which it is, of course, but it affects so many different parts of the body, from the heart to the mind to the nervous system to basically everything through the body. So, you know, as time progresses, when you go through end-stage renal failure, it becomes tough on the body. And, you know, dialysis is a great thing, and it keeps you going, but it that's all it does. It keeps you going. It doesn't give you the best style of life. And so what we're hoping for, primarily for me right now, but for anybody with any kind of kidney problem, is to find donors that can help everyone. The kidney is the one organ of the body where obviously everybody gets two, and you can survive on one. So, you know, a lot of terminology is used out there, share your spare, and you know, that is a great motto, and you know, so many people, hundreds of thousands of people nationwide, need kidney transplants to give them a better standard of living, and that's what we're looking for right now for me.
When we talk about people around the world who need kidney donors, you were on the other side of the pond, as we talked about, and you came to the United States because of your work with TNT Fireworks.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. My I came across here back in 2011 to work with this great organization, and enjoyed every minute of it. And wasn't until basically a routine health check came about that showed a real high blood pressure. And they did a number of tests and figured out that I'd got a kidney disease, which was slightly different to regular kidney diseases. In fact, mine's a autoimmune disease, IgA nephropathy, which basically means, like with most autoimmune diseases, the body is attacking itself. So it's not something that I've done or anything from there. It's just literally one of those bad luck stories.
How long have you had this issue?
5 years now is when it was first diagnosed. I've been on dialysis for almost 3.5 years now, which is when it really was required, just to keep me healthy, keep me working, and keep me moving. We're into our sixth year of knowing about a kidney disease.
For your own curiosity, Matt, have you actually looked into the difference in being in the United States with what you have versus being in Great Britain?
Good question. The health services are so different that ultimately it's difficult to marry the two together. Ultimately, the timeline is about the same in terms of a wait list. For a deceased kidney, which is anywhere between the 5 to 6 year mark, depending on whereabouts in the country you are and which hospitals you want to use, etc. Obviously, with COVID jumping in the way, in a number of instances, kidney transplants are elective surgeries as opposed to essential surgeries because of the dialysis. And so it's a slowdown currently on the number of transplants that are taking place on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And so, again, it's about the same overall.
And I think it's very important to emphasize that a living donor is far superior to having a cadaver kidney.
Absolutely. Yeah. A living donor, there's a number of different criteria in place. For me personally, somebody slightly younger, male, is kind of the perfect scenario. Not that every other type wouldn't work. That's just the perfect scenario. But obviously, for the deceased donor, the body has already started shutting down, so there's an element of, I guess, I wouldn't want to use the word decay, but certainly a less functional kidney than a live donor.
And I would say for us who do not have kidney issues, for us to appreciate every single day that we have where we're not worried about our kidneys. And when you do use the slogan, share your spare, that is a very true statement, as we've had people through the Mark White Show who have shared their spare and saw the stories of individuals who needed kidneys, whether it was an older person or even a younger person. And I try every day when I hear of these stories to do what I can to share the message, just like I've done with your message, Matt, in trying to find that person who can fit. Let me ask you, are you on the SWAP program where if someone said, hey, I want to donate my kidney, but I'm not the same blood type as Matt, could they in fact donate their kidney in your name and then you be able to get a kidney that fits for you?
They could indeed, yeah. It's a great program. When we signed up originally at UAB and at Vanderbilt, which are the two hospitals that I am signed up with for their lists, they encouraged that, and we signed up for that straight away because, again, everybody that gets helped is somebody else that can live a better life. And so, and it just expands that reach. You have to, the first match is always going to be blood type, and then there's a number of different matches, including tissue types, etc., and the health of the donor. The hospital primarily want to ensure that me is healthy and can accept a kidney and everything can go well. They also don't want to put undue risk on the donor themselves. So there's a number of criteria about their health that have to be met before, a kidney can be donated. But yes, we are on that list and happy to accept any donations.
I want to bring in a foundation that exists thanks to a friend named Bryson, and it is the Kidney Head Foundation. And Bryson lost his dad to kidney failure, and he was part of the UAB program, and just not in time for him. But his son decided that he wanted to do something to try to help other people who were in need of kidneys, and that's when he started Kidney Head Foundation. And so what I want to do, obviously, is get your story to Kidney Head Foundation, which is centered around exactly what you're needing to have a kidney donor. And there are people that are following that page that is their mission, is to try to help people in your situation. So I will include Kidney Head Foundation in this and let Bryson know that we've added them to the show so that they understand we want them to be able to push for your family as well.
That would be amazing. Thank you.
We also have with us Dawn Beresford, and we want Beresford, and we want her to join us in the next segment. I hope you'll stick with us as we help Matt's kidney transplant journey. Matt Beresford needs a kidney donor. You might be that person. You might be the person who shares this show that brings the person who can donate a kidney to Matt. Whatever you can do to help this family during this time, I hope that you'll make a decision to do that and be a difference maker in the lives of the Beresfords. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have a very important show as we're helping Matt Beresford to find a kidney donor. On Facebook, you can find Matt's kidney transplant journey. And as I said in the last segment, I do have Matt's wife with me as well. Her name is Dawn, and we'd like to welcome Dawn to The Mark White Show. Welcome to the show, Dawn.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And your struggle is his struggle. As a family, that is, you tackle it together.
Yes, we do.
And you're on a mission now to help Matt find a kidney donor. If someone was out there listening right now, and this was something that maybe they wanted to do, can you share the importance of your husband, Matt, having that very special person donate their kidney to him?
It's kind of a difficult story to share for me, but we just want him to get his life back. He has struggled for the last 3.5 years, but mainly the last year has been really difficult. His kids have noticed in this past probably 6 months. We noticed it with school, especially with my son. His grades dipped. And it was just kind of tough to watch, you know, to watch that going on, as well as be helpless and not be able to do anything for him. Having somebody step up, and we have had people step up and try to help, and they've gone through the tests. People, I have no idea, some of them who have stepped up, but I know that we've had, you know, people do that. I have a brother in England who stepped up too, and he did all the tests. And we got him all the way to the right to the very end, only to find out he had some issues himself that they couldn't go forward. So it's been a tough journey, and it will be until we get that kidney, whatever way we can do that. I just want to help him and get the word out there.
And I know, as you mentioned, having loved ones who have gone through the testing to try to help, mm-hmm. And I know that's a great disappointment when you find out that that individual cannot donate, especially when someone has a heart to give and they're wanting to be that person, and then they find out. I know it's heartbreaking to find out that you can't do what you want to do to help somebody you love.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, it was really tough. You always have that setback. that someone comes and you have that real, I guess, elation initially of someone stepping up and wanting to help. And then when you find out, unfortunately, that's not going to happen, it is kind of a little bit of a downer. And we have to then get through that and build back up again.
I can see that being a roller coaster for your family. It certainly is a roller coaster that one moment you feel like, okay, we've got some hope here. Then that goes back down, but you don't give up hope because there's something around the corner. There really is. There's somebody out there that is hearing Matt's story, whether it's through the Facebook page, whether it's through others who he's worked with, family members, loved ones who continue to share and continue to push. And I encourage people who can't give their kidney to at least share, because the more we share, the more people we reach, the more chance we have of finding that person who is going to donate to Matt and help him get that quality of life that he's looking for again.
Yeah, that's right. We've had so many people that have shared the page that I set up on Facebook. Lots of people. I always put the link for the living donor form actually on that every time I post it, so that if someone is interested, they don't have to contact me. They don't have to contact Matt. They can do it anonymously. And they can just have that sent straight to the transplant centres, and then they'll be contacted directly by them. They'll then give them the information of which tests need to be done, and, you know, kind of a, go through a process of what needs to be done, as well as checking their mental capacity as well. They would hate for someone to go through it that is not necessarily in the right place. They want to make sure everything is covered.
And you are the wife of an employee of TNT Fireworks.
I am.
You had to cross the pond just like Matt did, and you had to make the decision to come to this country with the company he was working for. We are in TNT Fireworks as we speak, trying to help Matt get a kidney. This was arranged for us to be here and speak together here at TNT Fireworks. How does it make you feel to know that he has that type of support after you've made sacrifices to come over here to be a part of his work with TNT Fireworks?
The support from TNT has been phenomenal. It's not a company. This is our family. Our family from home, you know, we away from home. We didn't have anybody else. So to have these people, have Kathy and Mr. Anderson, just being in our corner and helping us, you know, to get this pushed forward and get this story out there and help us as much as they can is just amazing.
They're no stranger to trying to help families here at TNT as we think about Jeff Dropo, mm-hmm. and we think about the White family and those that we have tried to help so far, and Matt's on that list. Kathy Pendergrass, when we were at the Jeff Dropo run, she took me over to the golf cart where Matt was sitting and introduced me to Matt. And I had already seen his page thanks to Kathy. So she had put it on my radar, mm-hmm. so that we could try to share it out there. And I know that we have people through the TNT family that want Matt to get better. And we have people within this group that are willing to share and make a difference in your lives. And I'm glad that you can say he took a job where he had to come over to this country, and it has been a blessing to your family.
Yeah, absolutely a blessing. It was the best decision we ever made, was coming here and working with TNT. We knew that when we came to, I think we came to Florence for 3 days before we came to work here, just to have a look around. And we knew within those 3 days, to the point where when we landed back in the UK, the call was made back here to say, okay, we'll do it.
Wow. Incredible. I want people to know who are listening right now how they can donate. The phone number through UAB, even if they're the right blood type. What blood type are we looking at?
He's O positive.
O positive.
Mm-hmm. You can contact either UAB Transplant Center or the Vanderbilt Transplant Center. Whenever I share on the page, I share the living donor interest form, which, again, like I said, you can fill in, and it's anonymous, so we don't know anything about who's actually decided to do it.
So if someone wants to donate through Vanderbilt, they can go to vanderbilthealth.com, the living kidney donor transplant, then fill out the interest form. From there, you will be contacted by a member of their team who will arrange to send out a blood testing kit. It's a pretty quick process to find out if you're a match. And information that's needed for that interest form is Matthew Beres Ford, that's Beresford, date of birth, May the 7th, 1976, blood type O positive. And again, you do not have to be a match to donate to Matt. You can actually share your spare, and then Matt will get a kidney that fits what he needs. And then as far as UAB goes, you can go through the UAB program, and the number you would call is 888-822-7892. Again, you would have to have the information that his birthday is May the 7th, 1976, and then O positive blood type, Matthew Beresford, date of birth 5776, O positive. If someone out there listening right now is willing to donate to Matt, I hope that you will reach out to either Vanderbilt or UAB, let them know about your interest in donating a kidney to Matthew Beresford. Make a difference in the lives of this family. Dawn and Matt, I appreciate you joining me here on the show today to share about this need. I do want people to go to Matt's Kidney Transplant Journey and follow on Facebook. There they will see a stuffed kidney that was anonymously sent to your home, and I believe it's now your mascot.
That's right.
After yep. looking at the page.
Yeah, that's definitely our mascot now.
Matt, thank you for joining me here on the show.
Mark, thank you so much. You know, I can't thank you enough for trying to highlight this for me. And not just for me, although this is directly for me, but for everybody regarding a kidney. You know, huge, huge worthwhile cause. And like I say, hopefully it'll yield the right results, and we'll get some life back, and I'll enjoy the swinging 50s, I guess.
It definitely brings awareness to a very long list of people who need kidney donors right now.
It does.
That's what the effort's about right now. I hope you will help Matt Beresford with a kidney donor. Again, Matt's kidney transplant journey. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire you to find ways that you can make a difference. We're sharing stories from this country and around the world, and we are making a difference, and you can help us by sharing this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can now hear The Mark White Show on 98.1 The Beat on Sundays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can stream it on the web at 981thebeat.com. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Florence, Alabama at TNT Fireworks. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.